I'm not used to being battery powered. That's all I can say at this time. I felt like that down through the years, I've been able to holler fairly loud and folks could hear me. But I tell you what, it's getting where things change even in myself, and I didn't realize that, you know. I see all these people getting older and I look around and wonder what's happening to them, you know. But it's good to be saved tonight. I feel just as strong in the Lord as I've ever felt in my life, amen. Why? Because he ain't changed and I don't feel like that'll ever change, amen. Amen. I'm going to read tonight in 2 Kings in chapter number 5. And you probably read this 1,000 times and heard it preached many times by many preachers, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart. You know, when I preach a sermon, I don't rip the pages out of the Bible and throw them away because I preached that one, amen? I certainly don't. I feel like that's supposed to be in there. And I've never... I went across it on seconds or thirds, what the Lord didn't give us different thoughts that we could just keep building on, you know. I don't know how many meals my wife's cooked for me, but I still eat, you know. So, and she still cooks, so don't worry about it. It'll work out, amen. It's the way the Lord works things out, amen, tonight. And you pray for us. We'll get into the hands of the Lord and let the preacher come and get in to the service tonight, and we can go to meeting, amen. I've had several of you come up to me tonight and tell me that all day long you've thought about beware. And that's what the message is for, to make me and you think about the message, amen. It's not the messenger, it's the message, amen. Postman don't hardly know what the letter is that I get. He might see who it came from, but I'll tell you what, he don't open it and read it, amen. But that message comes to the one it gets in the heart of, amen, today. So tonight, open your heart and let the message get in there, amen. I'll tell you what, God will bless you tonight. Chapter number 5 of the book of 2 Kings, we'd like to read. He said, now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife, and she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is coming to thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh the quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent out a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and I went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May
I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. You may be seated tonight. I begin to think about this, my friend, that there was a man. The Bible said that he was a captain of the host of Syria. Amen. Tonight. My friend, he was taken on into the king. Amen. My friend had a lot of respect in his land there. My friend, he was commander of the chief of the army. Amen. And what he said went. Amen. As far as telling them what to do. Amen. And my friend, listen today. But the Bible said that he was a leper, amen. And my friend, I can just see this man when the spot came up on him or whatever that does with leprosy, and it was diagnosed that he had leprosy. I could see how this man was troubled and how that it looked like that hope was sinking, amen. And my friend, today, there's some troubled people in our land today. And they think that hope's sinking, but I want you to know, my friend, tonight, that there is a prophet in Israel tonight. Amen. There's some power in God's word tonight. Glory be to God. Hey, my friend, listen. And the Bible said that they'd captured and taken a little maid out of the land of Israel there. In the city of Samaria. My friend, listen. My friend, and when she was put there to work for Naaman, a wife, amen, to be a servant to her, she looked around and she saw the things that came and went. She saw Naaman, my friend, and yea, I believe she got acquainted with some lepers, amen, in Israel. Perhaps she remembered those that sat at the gate, amen, there. And my friend, no doubt, she knew that God was able to cure leprosy, amen. I want you to know tonight, the doctor's not got all the answers, but the great physician does. Amen. Tonight. Glory. And I want you to know that there's a witness for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God tonight. I want you to know, my friend, listen, she had to go to Syria for a reason. Amen. There was a man there in Syria that needed her witness, and God let her be captured and carried there, amen. Tonight, my friend, and listen, when she seen, I believe Naaman was probably good to the girl, amen. I believe his wife treated her good, amen, tonight. But when she saw that Naaman had the leprosy, my friend, she said, I would. In other words, I'd like for Naaman to go over to Israel and let the prophet see him. He can heal him of this leprosy. Amen. What a bold statement from this lady, that man would heal him of the leprosy. We need to make bold statements of the people that Jesus will cure you. Amen. Yeah, it wasn't a maybe so, I think so, or perhaps, amen, she said that he'd do it, amen, today. I might, friend, listen. Some of them went and told Naaman what the little maid had said. Yeah, my friend, and when he got the news, it stirred something in his heart. Amen. From depression came a little bit of hope. Amen. My friend, listen. I want you to know tonight, when you get some news that there's a cure, there's some hope stirring up in your heart. Amen. I want to declare to you that there is a cure, and you can have hope, and it'll work tonight, just like it did in the days of Syria and Israel and Naaman and King Joram. It'll still work. Oh, my, as she told that it would work, and Naaman got the hope, and my friend, he went to the king. I don't believe the king would have refused him anything that he had. But tonight, my friend, when he went to the king, the king said, sure, go. Go to. Amen. I'll write a letter to King Joram over there and tell him to heal you of your leprosy. Take something with you. There was plenty of the wealth that was taken, of the gold and the silver. I believe it's they figured it up. That was about 150 pounds of gold. Amen. And the silver and the 10 changes of raiment. Wow! I want to declare to you that the president can't save you. Amen. The prime minister can't save you. Buddha can't save you. Mohammed can't save you. Hallelujah. They can't make you whole. They can't kill you up. Amen. It takes Jesus, the Lord Christ, to make you whole. And give you liberty, amen. They sent a letter to the wrong man. Amen. My friend, when the king got it, he said, who am I? Do I kill or make whole? My friend, he thought the king of Syria, I wanted to stir up another war. My friend, so he rent his clothes. He probably got sackcloth and ashes. I'm worried about the battle. Hey, today, I don't worry about the battle. I just put on the armor. Amen. And head straight ahead. Amen. I march into it, and God will give the deliverance. It ain't the king. It ain't the captain. It's the Savior. Amen. Oh, I want you to realize tonight, money can't buy it. Gold and silver can't purchase it. King's clothing can't purchase it. Amen. Tonight, it's a gift of God. Hallelujah. My friend, tonight, and God gives it to all men liberally, that everyone, whosoever, may be saved by God's grace, because He cares for you. Amen. Yeah. My, when Naaman got there, I delivered that letter, It wasn't long until Elisha heard that the king was over there. I had his clothes rent. I was weeping and crying, afraid he's going to get in the battle. Let me tell you something tonight, church. You're in a battle where you weep and cry and all. You're in one. So be a good soldier. Amen. I stand up. I look him right in the eye and say, devil, get behind me. And he'll have to flee from you. Amen. Elisha said, he came to the king. He sent over and said, I send him over to me. Amen. I thank God tonight for the man of God that's not afraid of the captains of the host of the armies. He's not afraid of the kings or the president or whoever they may be. He's not afraid to preach the word of God and give it to whosoever would hear it tonight. Amen. Elisha was like that. Elijah was like that. Elijah there, his preaching stirred up such a ruckus that they wanted to kill him. And they sent over to get him and to find him and get him. When they found out where he was, a king sent a company of 50 men to get him. They said, we've come to get you. He said, if I be a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and devour you. Whoosh, and they were gone. Amen. Today, I want you to know there was a prophet in Israel before Elijah. And when Elisha came along, there is another one that had a double portion of what Elijah had. And it would work just as good as what Elijah had. He was told him to come over and see Elisha. And I see it, Naaman, as he got on and said, boys, get on the caravan, we're going over to the church house. I use it that way. Amen. And they came riding up with all the riches that they had. Amen. And all the authority that he is used to having. Amen. But he is remembering hope. Amen. That there was a cure there. He is remembering that. Even though he's having trouble. Amen. Believing, he was still remembering. Amen. He is in such a bad shape that he wanted help. When you get bad enough shape that you want help, God can help you. Amen. I'm almost tempted to pop the pulpit. But hey, tonight, my friend, listen, that wouldn't get the point across no better. I've already been to God tonight. Jesus can touch you, but he does it in his way. Naaman came and he rode up there to the door of Elisha's place of abode. I believe if it had a horn on them camels, he'd have honked them. Amen. I want curb service. Amen. But I'll tell you what, Elisha did. I sent a servant out there. I told Gehazi, you go out there and tell Naaman, I go dip in Jordan. I go wash himself in Jordan seven times, and the leprosy will leave. He'll be clean. He'll be made whole. Amen. The man came out. He said, Naaman, I don't know where Naaman got out or not. He just said, Naaman, Elisha said, for you to go down to Jordan and wash seven times, and you'd be made clean. Amen. Naaman, I could just see him. I pooched that loop and lip out like a child of pouting. And he said, well, I thought he'd come out here and maybe wave his hand over me and pray to God. And he sent a servant out here that'd talk to a man like me. Glory! That people want Jesus himself. Had to come and get him by the ear and drag him to an altar. But he don't do it. He sent his servant. Had to give you the word. The Bible said Naaman was wrong. I believe that means he's mad, he's angry, he's upset, he's having a bad day. Amen. Things wasn't going the way he had it planned. You remember when you got saved? Before you got saved, was things going the way you had it planned? I wasn't. Amen. My friend, I'd planned on going down there and being a mean little boy and coming back home and still be a mean boy. But that night, Jesus got a hold of me, and there's a change came over me. I left a new man. The old man ain't there no more. I got a new one, and I abide with him, and he abides with me. He said, let's go. He said, they better water over there in Egypt than these rivers here. Why didn't he tell me just go over there and wash in them? I believe I could get cleaner in it. Ain't that the way the devil will tell you? You don't have to get saved tonight. You can wash up and you can live as good as they can. And you can go by and give the church a dollar or two every once in a while. And you'll be all right. And you don't have to curse. You can quit drinking, quit smoking. And everything will be okay. In other words, you can do some self-cleaning. And you'll be all right. But hey, I'm glad that witness got a hold of more than Naaman. He got a hold of more than the little girl. He got a hold of more than the king. He got a hold of more than Elijah. He got Naaman's servants. And they said, now, I believe he talked to him a little bit. I told him, simmer down some. Amen. Collect your thoughts just a minute, Naaman. We don't want to get you mad at us, but listen, if they told you to do something great and a big great thing, you'd have done it. He said, but all he said was for you had to wash in the river of Jordan, what can you lose except leprosy? My friend, listen, and there he parked again by the side of the old Jordan River. Woo! We need to have some people parking at the washing place. It may not look good to you right then, but just plunge in. I'll probably use it every time he come up, he's looking. See if any of it was leaving. If he had seven spots, I guess he figured every time he went down, one of them ought to be leaving. But nothing happened. Nothing happened on one. Only thing happened, left him with six more to go. Hey, my friend, listen, when you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, when it's all gone, you'll be all clean, amen. 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 Amen.
That's right.
That's the one.
Apparently seven. Naaman apparently had seven things in his heart he had to get rid of. Because when he came up that seventh time, man, he like a newborn baby. I don't know how old he was, but you know, after you get so old, you start getting brown spots, and your hair falls out, and your teeth goes away. You lay more on the desk beside you at night than what you put in the bed. But anyway,
I wasn't trying to make it funny, but I thought about that. It does seem like a lot of things that quit working, yeah, amen. But perhaps a lot of things that quit working on Naaman.
Yeah.
But that day, by Jordan's old river, things worked just right for Naaman. Yeah, he come out of there. He was clean. You know what he done? Headed back to church. Go see the preacher. Yeah, get clean. You ain't worried about nothing but going back and getting to church and getting some more meeting. Come over and say, let me give you these clothes. No, I ain't taking nothing. This thing's free. You can't buy it. I said at the beginning, you can't buy it. You can't dress it up. Hey, what God sends, you just have to take it like it is. Amen. And when you get it like it is, you get the real thing and it'll work a lifetime. Amen. Naaman, you know what Naaman told him? He said, let me dig up some of this dirt and take it back over with me, amen? Because when the king goes in to worship, I've got to go in there because I'm captain of the host, but I want to fix the place and offering to the Lord. How many on your job? You know you're going out there in that wild place, huh? Hey, in your schools, you know we're going out there in a wild place where they ain't worshiping the Lord. But glory be unto God. You carry a part of what you got there when you got cleaned up. You worship God. You got God the credit. Give God the glory. No matter where you are, and God will honor it. Come on, Brother Jeff. Come on, get a song. We're through. Tonight he'll clean you up. But you got to go by the instructions. Got to go by the instructions. I'm bad to jerk something out of the box, pitch everything aside, and see if I can make it work, can't you? About another $50 later, I had to spend on it. I go hunt the instructions. Start putting it together right, and it works.
Yeah.
Don't waste a lot of living trying to think you can do it by yourself. Go by the instructions. God.